Che bonne bes amigdos, me dove io meno, e se ne chele che lo beso erosejo. Che bonne bes amigdos, me dove io meno, io suonirò buona cuore soi.
Shalom and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. We have some wonderful chazanists for this hour. And in the background, we heard the great Moshe Koussevitzky with his classic Sheyibon Beis HaMikdash. We'll be starting off with Yecheskel Klang. He was born in Brooklyn. He made Aliyah quite a few years ago. For about 20 years, he was at various shuls, currently with many concerts. He is also a teacher of cantorial arts and vocal techniques at the Petach Tikva Cantorial School, and he also teaches privately at his studio in Yerushalayim. First selection of Yecheskel will be Esau Einai.
Shame, 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 shame,
Yecheskel Klang. Okay. We'll next hear Rabbi Yishmael Omer.
Yishmael Omer Bishloi Shesrei Midoi Tzatoiru Nedreshes Buhay Mikal Vuchoi Mer Umigzeru Ashovo Thank you. klala pratu pratu kla klala pratu kla ya tu don eno kien ha pra Shehoyu bichlal Viyutuli toyne toyan acher Toyan acher Viyutuli toyne toyan acher Toyan acher Shaloi chin yunoi Yotuali hokel Yotuali hokel
selection by Yecheskel.
Amen.
Yeheskel Klang. I haven't played him for quite a while. He's pretty good. Yeah, got to get to Israel and check him out. Okay, Arla Diamond. Many of you know that if you've been a listener for a few years, you know that I really enjoy Arla. He was born in 1922. He died at a very young age. 1975, he was 53 years old. He was a cantor at the Manhattan Beach Jewish Center. And there's something about his voice that touches my soul. Okay, let's hear two selections of Arla, Baruch Kavoid and Uva Divrei.
Hey!
Now, kiddie.
Malofsky, yes. Arla, of course. The standards. You gotta love Koussevitzky and Stern and Yeselov, of course. Okay, David Moshe Steinberg. He was born in 1871, somewhere around there. He died in 1941. He was born in Kishinev, Bessarabia, a son of an exceptional Baal Tefila. Young David Moshe early sang in his father's choir. The father, interested only in having his son learn Talmud, reluctantly allowed the boy to go to Odessa to study with renowned Solomon Razumny. In 1902, Steinberg took his first big post in Odessa's Arla Synagogue. He moved on to Berdichev, then to Vilna, returning to Odessa as cantor of the Great Synagogue in 1910. He remained in Odessa for 14 years, and in 24, he emigrated to the States, in America, holding positions at the Brisker Synagogue in Newark. Yay! Oh, yeah, and we had Chagi. You know, I'm a Newark boy. Okay, he was also at the Montefiore Synagogue of the Bronx and the Woodrow Avenue Synagogue of Boston. While on a concert tour in London in 1932, he was persuaded to return to Vilna and remained abroad for 5 years, one of which he spent in Chernowitz. In 1937, Steinberg returned to New York and officiated at the Hebrew Institute of University Heights until his death in 1941. Okay, we're going to hear a couple of selections. The first that we'll hear is Hamaavir Bonov. David Moshe Steinberg. Let's hear next selection will be Omer Rabbi Elazar.
Oh!
David Moshe Steinberg. Jeffrey Nadel, an accomplished attorney outside of Washington in the Maryland area, but a wonderful chazan over the years. Jeffrey, his brother Richard was a chazan in Springfield, and I heard him there over the years. And one of the things that impresses me, among other things, with Jeffrey is that he composed, there's one album I have of four wonderful, wonderful selections. Each one was composed by Jeffrey, which is a rarity. You don't really find that many cantors today who can write their own music. We'll hear one selection that he wrote. This is Anor Avdor. Let me just make sure I can get this correct. We have a slight problem. I saw that. Okay, technical problem coming up. Here it is. Okay, Jeffrey Nadel. Anna Avda. His own composition.
Zol cholo, umifarnes cholo. So give no come. Dehu Eloki shout, they rise, they shout, only the old shout. Ooh.
Okay, Jeffrey Nadel. Yeah, very, very accomplished. And as I mentioned, this is a composition that he wrote, and we're enjoying it. Okay, I have time for one more selection. It has to do with the Johannesburg Jewish Male Choir. On my to-do list is, I have five albums with the male choir, the Johannesburg Male Choir. One with Chaim Adler, another with Moshe Shulhoff, and then David Bagley, Jeffrey Nadel, we just heard, and Yaakov Motzen. And I have been thinking that it'd be a great two-hour special of those five cantors with the choir. Something for me to work on. But let me go to one selection from the Johannesburg Choir in 1991 with Jeffrey Nadel. This will be Zochreinu L'Chaim. I think it should work. Let's see. Nope. Is it working? Okay. There it is. And number two, Zochreinu L'Chaim.
Wenn es kommen an die zehnfurchtige Fäh, aus Föres Zochreinu L'Chaim, L'Chaim. Slow, oh, 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 oh.
Okay, that was Jeffrey Nadel, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of Chazonus. Always interested in your feedback, and with Hanukkah coming up, as I'm mentioning on the index, over the years I've always encouraged people to purchase cantorial recordings for as a wonderful present for any age to introduce Chazonus to the uninitiated. And right now, I don't know, CDs, do they still make CDs anymore? It's very hard. But if you do have children, grandchildren who still have CD players, you might want to consider getting some wonderful CD selections. You can get them, I'm quite sure you can order them over the mail Mostly Music in Brooklyn. I'm sure they would send them out. Yeah, I just think about that. Mostly Music, you just look it up and see what selections they have for Chazonus. Great way to have a meaningful present for this year. Well, thanks for joining with me, and shalom.